stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
This is Productivity 360. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Thank you for joining us today on Bashani and Worldwide. You know, I just want to really, really say thank you to all of you who have joined us via social media, iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, Spotify, and all mobile streaming devices. I really appreciate those who are sharing online and leaving reviews. Here's the deal. If you have specific questions, comments, thoughts that you would like answered, feel free to email us at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. Today, we are going to be talking about tips to being productive, but not just productive, productive as a teammate. How many of you know that being productive is one thing? That's learning how to be effective and efficient with your time, with your energy and your talents, and making things happen. But when you begin to talk about being productive in a team setting, things actually change. They actually amplify. And now you have to have many people working together under one common goal to be productive. But that's when things get hard. Why? Because you have many people coming together with many different thoughts of what maybe the actual goal or vision is. So first and foremost, when you're going to be productive as a teammate, you have to know what the vision is. What is the vision of the organization or team that you have joined? And that would definitely come when you actually apply for the position or you audition for it, depending upon the industry that you may find yourself. So number one, I would say is make sure that you know the vision of the team that you're joining and understand how you fit in the vision and how your skill sets fit in the team. So as we talk about being productive and being productive in a team format, it is imperative for you to not only see you, but see members of the team. There are instances out there where people will be joined or join a team and have no idea what the team is about. What is the team's mission? What is the team's goal? What tools or resources does the team actually have? So I want to break these things down. There are actually nine specific tips, but in this week, I want to probably break down the first four tips for you. Now, let's dive in. Number one, you would look at learn what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. Learn what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. So as a team member, you have to understand what is acceptable in the team. What are the rules to the game? What are the rules to the job? What are the rules for actually accomplishing the mission? Because the moment that you understand what is acceptable, you immediately, on the flip side, recognize what's not acceptable. Let me give you a couple of examples in that. You know, some teams that you may join may be lackadaisical when it comes to time or limitation of time, which means you may be able to telework or work from home. You may not have to show up to the office or the organization. Whereas other teams, they're very punctual. So you have to be here at a specific time. We have to do a fluid 8 to 9 hours. Let's look at that. Are you clocking in or are you just tabulating time? These are things that you would need to know whether they're acceptable or not. I've been in organizations and have done things where literally you could not bring your cell phone into the place of work. Now, I know in this day and age, people would not be able to handle that. As a matter of fact, most people probably wouldn't even take the job. But let's look at this. If you are in a hospital setting or in a medical field, where you're taking care of patients and doing things of that nature, you cannot afford to be distracted by your phone. You know, I can recall working for a medical facility some years back where you literally would have to go through a process of getting your clothes pressured by air, having to wear footies on your shoes, and things like that, because you would be handling medications. And you wanted to make sure that there was nothing brought into the workspace when you got ready to do those things. What about those who actually take night shift jobs where they're literally working in the evening? Now, you may think nothing of it, but let's look at how the brain is actually wired. Acceptance of the rules to the game. Number one, you will work while everyone else is sleeping. And if your sleep pattern has been where you work throughout the day and you sleep at night, it automatically is going to alter how you function, how you operate. So you have to see, is that rule in specific acceptable for you? Again, you may look at another industry where you literally are looking at a dress code, a dress code. Well, certain industries, you're not going to be able to wear open-toed shoes or shorts or, you know, just things of that nature. So when I say acceptance, acceptance can mean a variety of things. Acceptance can also mean what type of speech can you use. In certain industries, people can use, you know, different types of slang and so on and so forth. But when you are accepting a job or a position or assignment for a specific organization, you may not be able to do that. At a call center, you're not going to be able to answer the phone the way that you answer your phone at home. So these are all different ways, as we discuss, that you can look at when we talk about number one, acceptance. What is the vision and mission of the goal, the vision, mission, and goal of the organization or industry, and how do you fit into the position? So the number one thing when you're looking at being a productive teammate is acceptance. Acceptance of the rules, acceptance of the engagement, acceptance of the timeline, acceptance. So as we move into number two, which is another thing that most people do not pay attention to when we're dealing with teaming environments, it's being well organized. You may be able to get away with not being organized in one industry, but then be faulted for not being organized in another. So it is imperative when you're talking about being productive as a teammate that you are well organized. Can people depend and count on you to get the job done and get it done in an effective and efficient manner, which is already part of productivity? And when you're looking at that, being well organized is going to help you. Hey, can you please send me the file on such and such? There was an email sent out with a task list. Can you forward that to me? If you are not well organized, you are going to fumble, you are going to misplace things, and eventually you are going to fail at tasks because you don't have a system of being well organized. Being well organized is going to be one of the goals that you should literally achieve when you're looking at being part of a team. By yourself, you may be unorthodox and still get away with it. But the moment that you join a team, it is imperative that you're well organized. Now, whether you're looking at a teaming environment or you're just looking at your home, if you are not single, if you have kids, if you are probably in a setting where multiple people are in one space, like roommate setting, you are going to have to learn how to be well organized. And going back to number one, there are going to have to be some ground rules, and there's going to have to be acceptance of these things. So being well organized may look like this. It may look like task lists. It may look like a daily structure. It may look like a routine for each day of the week. It may also look like constant reminders on your phone or devices to remind you of what you should be doing. Being well organized is also not only a goal that can be achieved, but it literally has to become a way of life for someone who is on a team. The team is only as good as its weakest link. So when you're looking at the team only being as good as its weakest link, then how strong is that weak link? And being well organized will help develop what we would call that weak link. The third thing that we want to discuss today is being resourceful. Being resourceful. As a teammate, in order for you to be productive, meaning being effective and efficient with your time, energy, and talents, it is going to be imperative that you are resourceful. So we have a project coming up and we've never done this before. Man, I really don't understand this marketing side. Well, you may not necessarily be the marketing guru, but you do know people who happen to be gurus in that area. So be resourceful, reach out to your resources or your network and bring them into the organization or gain wisdom and knowledge from them so that you can bring that actual resource to the organization. Being resourceful is definitely a key component to being productive as a teammate. In a teaming environment, everyone needs you to bring not only your best, but your resources so it can make everyone the best on the team. So when we discuss being resourceful, it doesn't mean that you have to know everything, but if you know where to find it or you know how to access it, then it helps the team through your resourcefulness. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. This is literally something that you will need anywhere you go. You may be an entrepreneur running your own business without a team currently. Well, the type of people that you will want is those who can access and tap into the vision and mission of your organization or your institution. Then you're going to want someone who is well organized, who can come in and help instead of hinder or slow down the process. And then, of course, you're going to want someone who has a resource pool that when you're looking for something new, when you're trying to accomplish something that hasn't actually been done, that can actually tap into their resource pool and help the organization as a whole. Resources can look like a variety of things. So don't look at resources as a Rolodex. Don't look at resources as just a list. Look at resources as a life application. It may be through a relationship that a resource is gained. It may be something completely different, but the key is to be resourceful. Number four would be to plan ahead. So again, I'm giving you four of the nine tips today. The tips to being productive as a teammate and planning ahead is the key. You don't want someone who haphazardly works. You want someone who knows how to plan ahead and to make things happen. Planning ahead actually gives you the freedom to see things on a schedule, timeline, and a task order. Planning ahead looks like metrics in a lot of organizations. Planning ahead will give you reminders so that you know that this meeting is coming up. Planning ahead gives you the opportunity to appreciate your employers or your employees or your teammates by maybe simply saying happy birthday or happy anniversary or checking in on their children. Planning ahead helps you to see milestones that are coming long before they come. The problem with most teams is that they don't have someone who can keep them on task, on target, so that they can plan ahead and be ahead of the curve. So as we look at these things, I want you to know that productivity is what takes you to the next level. Productivity is what takes you to the next level. And when you're ready to go to the next level, you will amp up your productivity. You will bring people on board who helped your productivity to actually flourish. Productivity simply is being more efficient and more effective with your time, energy, and your talents. The question of the day is your activity taking you to another level? Is your activity taking you to another level of productivity? You can do this in a team setting by simply setting standards and goals. Setting standards and goals. First and foremost, it will be a time management standard. How will they manage their time? Are they going to write out their time? Are they going to post their time? Are they going to clock in, check in? Is there a digital footprint? You decide what will help your organization be more productive. Time management, asking the question, how much is your time worth? And when you call on all your teammates and ask them that simple question, how much is your time worth? What that will help others do is learn how to delegate, because anything that is not worth your time should be passed on to someone else who can accomplish it. I'll say that again. Anything that is not worth your time should be passed on to someone else who can manage it. You want to free up your time so that you can do meaningful tasks that will accomplish the big mission, goal, or vision. So time management is one of those number one things that you want to share with your team or your teammates. Leadership. It is imperative if you're going to have a productive team and a productive team environment that there is good leadership. Not just good leadership, but great leadership. Let me say it to you from this perspective. We don't want managers who can only push a task. We want leaders who can lead people to do what needs to be done. And then eventually you want to move from just being a good leader to a great leader, to a caring and thoughtful leader who will teach other leaders to be leaders of leaders. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. The other thing that you will look at as you check the activities that you have to see if you're going to another level would be development. How often do you challenge your team to develop outside of who they are or outside of the norm? Maybe that is reading a book. Maybe that is actually doing a project or a task that will stretch them in their capacity. So leadership sees above everything else, sees the direction in which we need to go, and helps the team get there. So you want to also take this time to go into development. Develop your team on their strengths and develop their weaknesses. I always teach people to develop your weakness, to develop your strength and to staff your weaknesses. Yes, eventually your weaknesses can become a strong suit, but you focus more on what you're strong at so that you can be excellent in an area. So the three things that I would tell you that you need to check in terms of your activity would be time management, asking how much is your time worth, leadership, taking people further down the site and helping them get there and helping them win, and then development, showing them that there is a possibility for them to get better each and every day. When you understand that productivity is the key to life, you will start to look and see that potential, that connection, that commitment, and that marketing is something that you will always need. Productivity is the key to life, and you maximize your life by maximizing your potential to commit and to connect, as well as market with other people. So, how can we help you to be more productive? I want to make sure that you take these keys to heart and that you maximize every single one of them. So paint a picture for yourself as the leader. Paint a picture for yourself as a leader. And then go and execute that picture, that plan, that picture. How do you do this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me give you an extra nugget. You have to learn how to have a power productive hour. And in that power productive hour as a leader, you want to review the things that we just talked about. In your power productive hour as a leader, you want to see, what areas am I being most effective in? What areas am I being most effective in? In that power productive hour, you want to maximize those areas. And the areas that you don't see actual influx or increase or a level of flourishing, you want to ask yourself why. So again, let me recap. Number one, when you're going to be productive, but productive in a teaming environment and as a teammate, you have to, one, understand the vision, the values. You have to understand the mission of the organization and decide that you are going to accept the challenge. Accept the challenge in terms of time, accept the challenge in terms of the rules, accept the challenge in terms of the engagement that it will take to accomplish the actual goal. Two, you want to make sure that you are well organized, well organized. Now, remember and bear in mind that this will look different depending upon the industry that you may find yourself in. Being well organized is going to help you to maximize your time, your efforts, as well as your energy. Number three, you want to be resourceful. When you come into an organization, ask yourself, how does my expertise, how does my network and my relationships, how can I use all of those things as resources to help me get the job done? And when you look at it from this perspective, you will begin to see how important you become to the team and to the environment because you are being resourceful. And then number four, we want you to simply plan ahead, whether that's with a calendar, a planner, or some type of device. You need to be able to look into the future and see what needs to be seen. As an actual leader, you want to take that power productive hour to flesh out all these things with your team. As you develop them, they will develop others. And the key is to always be lifting others up and helping them to see how important they are to the organization. An organization is only as good as its actual employees or volunteers. So treat people like the gold that they are, show them how much they matter to you, and shower them with understanding, gifts, and appreciation. Yes, this is what I said. Shower them with understanding, gifts, and appreciation. There's nothing that means more to an employee than to be understood, to be gifted, and to be accepted. So I hope that you all have picked up what I've been putting down as it relates to tips to being a productive teammate. You have the power to change your organization, but it starts with you. You have the power to change your organization, but it starts with you. So you decide today, what type of organization are you going to have? What type of leader are you going to be? And you decide how you're going to change the face of your space. So as leaders, we recognize that we don't just influence others to do something. We influence others to be great. And when you bring out the best in others will begin to be great for you. What do I actually mean by that? Show me an organization that takes care of its people, and I'll show you a thriving organization that is full of innovation. Show me an organization that doesn't value its people, and I'll show you an organization that will not last for long. I will show you an organization where there is no peak performance and there's lackluster actions when it comes to the actual job. You don't want your teammates or your employees to think of it as a job. You want them to be able to come and invest their time as part of a talent pool that is changing the world. So I'm Dr. Vernon A. Joseph right here on Productivity 360. Every single Friday on Bashani and Worldwide. I am super excited to bring you tips, tools, and strategies and people from all around the world who are being productive in their area of expertise. I am super grateful for all of you who actually share online and share this content and actually leave comments and reviews. And for those of you who may be listening for the first time, you have the opportunity to turn in your questions, submit your questions, comments, and thoughts. If you'd like to do so and you want something specifically answered, I would tell you to send it in to contactliveproduce@gmail.com. Today, we've been talking about tips to being a productive teammate. Teamwork makes the dream work. Now, the question is, what type of team are you a part of? Today, we've discussed simply four steps or four tips to help you be more productive as a team. And we've defined productivity or being productive as being efficient and effective with your time, energy, and talents. All right, guys, I'm Dr. Vernon A. Joseph. Thank you so much for listening to Productivity 360 today. I look forward to hearing from you and can't wait to connect with you next Friday. Blessings, peace, and productivity. As always, get out there and make today a super great day.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.